In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, my beloved, today is the second day of the coming down of the Holy Spirit on the disciples for the Holy Trinity Day. Today is called also the Holy Spirit's Day. My beloved, we again cannot not notice the beauty of God's love, how God has created everything. And look at the church, it's filled with flowers. Everything that God has touched, everything that He had done, has so much beauty, so much love. My beloved, He loves us so much. And in the parable today, we heard what the Lord said about the pastor, a good pastor. He leaves his 99 sheep that are not lost and goes after that one sheep that is lost in the mountain. And he goes and he finds him and brings him back, and he rejoices about that one found lost sheep than about all the 99 that has not gotten lost. This is the Lord's love. He doesn't want this. He said that parable to show us that He doesn't want anybody to be lost. He doesn't want anybody to be straying away from His church and from the kingdom of heaven and winding up in the terrible place that was created or was made by the evil ones, actually filled with the hatred and the gnashing of teeth and all the terrible things that they are in. The hatred. My beloved, we have to recognize that we are living in a very terrible time. And of course, the Lord has said the parable about the lost sheep, and that lost sheep still had the love for his master. He really got lost. It wasn't that he walked away on purpose, but he really got lost. He didn't want to be separated from his pastor. He didn't want to be separated from the flock, but he was tricked into misled. And this is what many, many people are doing today. But there is other people, there is other lost flock or lost sheep that don't want to be close to their pastor and to the church. They're doing it on purpose, and when they see, even when the pastor goes after them and looks for them and spots them and wants to cry out to them and crying out to them, asking them to come back, they refuse to listen to his voice and they don't want to come back, because they were totally fooled. They like that, to live in the wilderness instead of living in together with the rest of the flock, because they have lost the love. They have lost the love. They don't have the love in their heart. And what was causing that? What causes us to lose love for our sheep, for our closed ones? Well, it's always some kind of offense. It's always something that they have done to us that we couldn't take. And why couldn't we take it? Well, somebody stabbed us in the back, somebody had cheated us, somebody had connived, somebody did all kinds of betrayals and all kinds of things terrible, but we got offended. And we said, I don't want to have nothing to do with that person, because he is evil. He's no good. So what happened? What's these words? These words is of judgment. We judge the person. We have not judged the sin that he or she had made, but we are judging the person by saying that, my beloved. And we are not supposed to be judging anybody if we are Orthodox Christian and if we have love. If you have love for your neighbor, you cannot judge him. It is a mother has love for the children, she cannot judge them, no matter what they do. Even if the whole world tells the mother that your son or your daughter is no good, but you still can't help it, but you're not going to judge them. You're still going to try to do everything possible to bring him or her about. And you're going to pray your heart out. And today's gospel, we also hear a great consolation for ourselves when we hear that the Lord says, when there is two or three united in my name, I'm in the midst of you. And you may say to me, well, I can't be in the find two people. I can't even get together with another person. How could I be heard then? Well, you have to remember that you are not alone. You never are alone. If you were baptized as an Orthodox Christian, you had an angel assigned to you, a guardian angel, and he is with you if you call him and you consciously feel his presence. You can say, let's pray, and you ask the guardian angel to help you, and then there is already two of you, and there is the Lord in the midst of you, and you can pray your heart out, and the Lord will listen to you, especially if you ask something that will, of course, help. And if you don't ask for yourself any of the foolish things of the temporary nature, but if you ask for spiritual gifts, and if you ask for spiritual gifts for your neighbors, and then you will see how the Lord will answer that in his time when it's needed, when maybe you have learned a good lesson, or I have learned a good lesson, and we've stabilized in our prayer and in our love for the Lord. One of the big problems is, my beloved, that we are like matches that are in the dark being put on, and then we see a little bright light, and then it goes away, and we're in darkness again. And this is how we behave in our love, even for the Lord. We don't have the steady flow of the warm light or warm flame of the love for the Lord, and we should develop that. But to develop that, you and me, we have to pray more often. We have to try to bring not only our mind, but have our heart in the prayer, so that the heart will have the warmth in it. And we should absolutely stay away from judging anybody and getting offended at anybody. If somebody offends you, well, you have to know that it's not, the culprit is not the person that did something wrong against you. The culprit is your own pride. It's your own pride that caused you to offend him instead of feeling sorry for the person that he had made something that wasn't so good against you. Because you have to remember the gospel. The Lord said, whatever you do to the smallest, you do to me. He takes it personally. So if somebody did something bad against you, he has done something bad against the Lord, but that's how he would take it, because he loves you so much. And so, and you must love your enemies, so says the Lord. We must love not only our neighbors and our friends and relatives, but we have to love our enemies. For to the Lord, he wants salvation of everybody. And if the person goes against the church, if the person goes against even the Lord, you know he is heading for a terrible disaster. And you have to learn to be sorry for it, that person that is straying away. My beloved, in the old Russia, they used to have a saying, «Потерпишь, полюбишь, степрешься, полюбишься». Something like that. It's if you start to feel sorry for somebody, then you're going to finally love the person. Well, that's what the Lord felt sorry for us, seeing us in such a terrible condition that we were, that he couldn't take it anymore, and he came down here at the request of his Father to save us, and he done everything in his power to prove, first of all, that he was the Creator, that he was the Son of God, and that he has the love for us, because he even died for us. And he himself said, there is no greater love than if you die for your neighbor, for your loved one. Are you and me, are we ready to die for our neighbor? Well, if you say, well, no, that's extremism. No, it's not extremism. Be ready to do that. And I don't mean to die this simple, even simpler way of to place yourself in front of a knife when somebody wants to stab your neighbor and you're giving yourself life for him. This is much easier than to carry the burdens of each other from day to day. You can do that. You can give your life for your neighbor, whoever it may be, for his salvation or her salvation. It could be very well even your own loved ones, your close ones, my beloved. Let's figure out, or let's try to finally understand that the real life here on earth is, it is not self-satisfaction, but it is satisfying the law of God, living according to our God's law. And God's law is self-sacrifice. And this is what we have to try to live, not for ourselves, but we live for our neighbor. And we try to do everything possible to bring back the lost sheep so that we can rejoice. As the Lord said in another place, when somebody is saved, one sinner is saved, then the whole heaven is rejoicing over that, my beloved. And this is quite true. So let's try to have compassion and to have love for those who seem to be heading in the wrong direction. Let's pray our hearts out so that God will forgive them and bring them about, and so that they can be saved, because that's what he wants. He wants everybody to be saved, doesn't want anybody to be lost. And in today's epistle, we have a warning from the St. Paul, what he says, that we should not get drunken by wine, because it is fornication. It is actually, it's what we do. We betray the Holy Spirit instead of raising our mood and joy through the Holy Spirit. We are letting some chemical to work on us so that we feel a little better. And this is a no-no. That's a betrayal of the Holy Spirit, because he is all the time willing to give us the joy, and that joy is much greater than anything you can ever feel in this world. And our Lord is God of love, and he wants us to love each other. So let's do that. Let's love each other, and let's never get ourselves offended and cause our doors for the kingdom of heaven to be closed. Because if we hold on a grudge, if we don't forgive, then God will not forgive us and will not bring us into the kingdom of heaven. So, my beloved, let's rejoice again. I can't help but looking at the beautiful creation of the Lord, and how he sustains, and then how he made these flowers. It's just so wonderful. And the Holy Father said, and the kingdom of heaven is going to be even more and more beautiful. So let's make sure that we make it to the kingdom of heaven. Amen.